Get today's headlines. An Alabama State University student has died from injuries in a shooting in Montgomery last weekend. Police tell us 19-year-old Alexis Moss was not involved in the argument that led to the shooting on Spruce Street. So far, no arrests have been made. A Haynesville man is in jail after authorities say he shot and killed his sister in Lowndes County. 70-year-old Sammy Barlow is now charged with murder. He's in the Lowndes County Jail on $500,000 bond. And the Alabama Department of Public Health is investigating 5 reports of potentially severe lung disease involving e-cigarettes or vaping. The department is evaluating these reports and says it will release more information as soon as it becomes available. The CDC says 5 deaths have been confirmed across the country. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet, or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The National Security Advisor John Bolton is leaving the White House. The president announcing that on Twitter. There is a fight now between the president and his close aides and Mr. Bolton about how it happened.
Crisis involving e-cigarettes. A 6th death tied to vaping was reported.
Investigators say Blaine and Susan Barksdale kidnapped 2 security officers and another inmate. Authorities think the husband's linked to a white supremacist gang that might be harboring them.
Former Russian government employee and alleged CIA asset on the move. Following reports, he was extracted from Moscow by the Americans 2 years ago out of fear the Russians were onto him.
A small plane wedged nose down into an airport building. The 2 people aboard, the pilot and a student, somehow made it out alive.
Apple kicking off their new iPhone debut by first talking about streaming. Apple TV Plus promising new shows with big stars.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 83.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday, 272-9228. Any call can get in. It's Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Then, if you're a first-time caller, you can get your name put in twice. How about them apples? And that drawing we always do on Friday, we want you to have that basket for the weekend. It is without a doubt the best giveaway in all of Montgomery. So take advantage of it. You're going to love Sweet Creek Farm Market. They're going to have the mums that are going to be coming in this weekend. I'm headed down Saturday. And I don't think we have very many people in the gift basket.
Not this week, no.
Wow, especially for a football weekend, you got to do that. Okay, 272-9228. What I'll tell the story is that this GI doc who does colonoscopies and things like that had a patient that had diverticulitis and said, you need to not eat nuts and things like that. So the patient didn't do what the doctor said, ate nuts and this kind of stuff. And then they got a colon infection and it ruptured. They sued the doctor for it and they won a jury case on it.
For not following the doctor's
advice. Following the doctor's orders.
It's an interesting thing about medicine. goes back, one of my favorite authors, Mencken, wrote about this in the 20s. He said, what most people want when they go to see a doctor is not suggestions on hygiene. Like how you, I'm not just talking about your body odor, just how do you take care of yourself to make sure to be healthy. People want to live unhealthy lifestyles and have the doctor give them absolution for all their health sins. And it's just amazing how much people will blame the professional for their own failure.
Yeah, and that's what happens. It really is a problem. It's part of the problem of healthcare is that the malpractice insurance, I mean, it really adds to everybody's expense, and all the person is doing is like winning the lottery. You know, you're going to take your shot at it, and an attorney will do it for no money on the possibility of getting a $25 million settlement that they get $8 million of.
Well, and where you've just mostly been talking about pretty cut and dry medicine, when you go into the psychiatry and, you know, mental health issues, I think the problem gets even worse. Like, you know, when I hear somebody's depressed, because, hey, guys, I've been there. Like, what are you eating? What sort of information do you consume every day? Like, what's your day like? And, okay, based on how you answer that, you might have some answers. And, of course, a doctor can help you. A trained counselor can help you through some stuff. But a lot of it goes back to you. Your basic health, holistic health, is up to you.
That's it. You're in charge, and you're responsible for your health. And it's you're not like off on the sideline and go, boy, that person looks sick, or you walk off the sideline and they're going to help you. There's so many. It's like a friend of mine's mother had smoked for a long lot of her life, and all of a sudden she is sitting there in the bathroom and she passes out and had a real blood pressure issue. Well, they go in, take her to the emergency room, go in, find out she has lung cancer.
Oh, good Lord.
And had pretty small cell lung cancer, which is a very serious stage 4 plus liver cancer. She had not been to a doctor in years. Not, you know, just do the basic medical exam, blood, EKG, you know, pelvic for women, PSA for men. Just do your basic stuff, and you will rule out a whole bunch of things, as long as the doctor knows what to do. If you have a elevated white blood count, you probably have something going wrong. That was the sign for me on the cancer. My white blood count was 20,000.
Well, and you, I mean, as we speak, I'll admit I'm guilty. I haven't been a doctor in years, so I probably should.
You should go. I mean,
do a basic checkup.
It's cheap.
Yeah, I probably should.
$85 to get that resolved.
Yeah.
Blood, urine, all that kind of stuff.
But you know me, I'm 30, busy schedule, I just don't think about it.
Yeah, well, and you know, you think you're going to live forever and you're bulletproof. It's when you get old like me. I mean, I was, up to the cancer, I was always in great health. And right now I'm at one of my best health levels I've ever been in. There was an interesting story that was on CBS this morning about African-American gun clubs. NRA membership going down. This African-American gun club is growing and growing and growing. Let's listen in.
Democrats are working to advance gun bills in Congress in an effort to pressure Republicans and the White House in the wake of several deadly mass shootings. It's a personal issue for many people, even those not touched by violence. 42% of Americans say there is a firearm in their home, according to a Pew Research study. The country's largest and best-known gun rights association, the NRA, is losing board members, but another lesser-known gun organization is thriving. Omar Villafranca went to an Atlanta gun range to meet members of the National African American Gun Association, the largest minority gun group in the country.
Philip Smith remembers the first time he went to a gun range, loaded his 9mm pistol, and pulled the trigger.
I felt free. I had a chance to kind of have some power in my hands.
Smith turned that power into a passion and formed the National African American Gun Association, or NAGA. The first chapter was in Atlanta.
I didn't think I'd get more than 30 people.
In just 5 years, NAGA has become the largest minority gun club in the country. There are more than 75 chapters with more than 30,000 members, and over 90% of the members are Black.
We have folks from every walk of life, black doctors, gay, straight, Republicans, Democrats, you name it, we have it. We're not monolithic in why we're all here. We have different reasons.
Why not join the NRA?
Well, the NRA is good for some people that are having that perspective. Our perspective is for black folks.
Okay. So he's about to explain one of the reasons that got him to do this, because NRA perspective would be different when you start thinking about it than an African-American gun owner perspective. Let's listen to this.
Nazita Davis joined NAGA to learn how to protect herself, and she's not alone. More than 60% of NAGA members are black women.
I'm usually looked at it like I'm a Martian. I mean, literally, if I come in and I get ready to go into the gun range, people are looking at me like, why is she here? Black women don't shoot, but we shoot.
After black churchgoers were targeted in Charleston in 2015 and the recent shooting in El Paso targeting Mexicans, members say they're prepared to defend themselves.
Do you feel that in this political climate that white nationalists are emboldened to go after minority groups and you need this protection?
I do. Like I said, even though I generalize, it's not just crime in our communities, but it's also a white nationalist. I mean, I do believe they're emboldened. And yes, I want to be armed. I'm not going down without a fight. So I look at it that way. And so by being able to protect ourselves, by training properly and getting our practice in and learning how to defend ourselves, at least we will be able to fight back if we are attacked from white supremacists or white nationalists.
So that was an interesting piece of that that puzzle. But it goes further than that, and the club's interests and the NRA's interests are separate, and there was an event that happened that created that.
NAGA promotes the Second Amendment and social justice. But Smith says he's aware of the dangers of being black and legally armed in America. He pointed to the Philando Castile case in Minnesota, where Castile, who was licensed to carry a gun, was shot and killed by a police officer during a 2016 traffic stop. NAGA immediately condemned the shooting, while Smith points out other prominent gun rights groups like the National Rifle Association did not.
Them not speaking up says more to us than anything. Are you in agreement with that? I couldn't be silent. Tears came out of my eyes when I heard this brother got shot. If you're an organization that wants to get black folks to back you up, that's the best way. Speak out when you see injustice. Don't sit there silently like you don't know what's happening, because we're a very intelligent group of folks.
The group is talking about getting political and endorsing candidates, which could make them a political force. But they're not there yet. It's something they'll discuss at their first national conference next year. For CBS This Morning, Omar Villafranca, Atlanta.
That video of the Castile shooting is still very, very painful and difficult to watch. And I thought he raised a really good point. You know, we're speaking out against it. The NRA had nothing to say at the time when that shooting made national news.
30,000 members, they could be a political force.
I think any coverage of gun owners is useful, because so many people who don't own guns, which are the majority of Americans, they're mystified by who these people are. So it's a great window into that life.
I would be very curious to see where they are in the political spectrum. You know, whether their feelings about Donald Trump compared to the general black population, I would think they would be much more favorable. But the Castile, you remember that shooting where the girlfriend was in the passenger side and was filming and said, I can't believe it, with the baby in the back.
Right.
Said, I can't believe that you just shot him.
That one was so awful. And no question, the officer was in the wrong there.
And he panicked. What he did is he was making assumptions of things that, you know, weren't there. But congratulations to that group. I think that is outstanding that they see the need, and what they did is they formed a group for this. And it sounds like 30,000 people, that's a pretty big footprint that's out there, and that could be very influential. So we'll see what happens with them. The one that's going to be interesting will be who will show up at the convention.
Right.
You know, where would Cory Booker or Kamala Harris be in that? Because I would say they're anti-gun. And so, and how does a group like this treat Elizabeth Warren or Kamala Harris that are anti-gun? And where would a Trump be in that spectrum? I don't know. Kind of interesting. I like that. Yes.
Do you want to do our our teardrop?
Folks, we do every year for 9/11, we do the Can You See Me, Daddy? This was something that someone sent to me, I guess, 8 years ago that we have played every single year. We'll play it on this break and as we go out because it's 9/11.
It's been a year, Daddy. I really, really miss you. Mommy says you're safe now in a beautiful place called heaven.
Oh, thinking about a yummy year.
We had your favorite dinner tonight.
That was only you.
Like you.
We'll turn your world.
I don't need to sleep with the light on anymore.
What when you're feeling down?
I'm trying not to cry, Daddy, but it still hurts.
Now nothing can change what you mean to me.
I really miss you, Daddy.
There's a love that I could say. Just hold me now.
Can you see me? Can you see me?
There's a love will light the way.
It's been 10 years, Daddy.
Baby, you're all that I want.
I started high school.
You're lying here in my arms.
I made the honor roll.
Finding it hard to believe.
I hope you're proud of me. I'm also on the soccer team.
Love is all that I need.
Can you see me on the field? I try not to be sad.
Maybe you're all that I want.
But it hurts.
See you lying here in my arms. Finding it hard to believe we're in heaven.
I hope you know you're my hero.
Love is all that I need. And I found it there in your heart. It isn't too hard to see we're in heaven.
I love you so much.
Dan Moore Show, 9/11 edition. We'll be back.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away.
Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. That's where we are.
It's the men who died who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you. And
Peter Doocy, who is now the new campaign person for Fox, he does the campaign news thing. He is going to do, talking about Dems are hoping to pull off an upset in Texas.
Is Texas no longer a lock for Republicans? Democrats are hoping to pull off an upset next year and turn that state blue in the presidential election. Tonight, correspondent Peter Doocy reports from an Elizabeth Warren campaign event in Austin on whether Texas really is in play for 2020.
Texas has been a red state for 10 presidential elections in a row, but Democrats think election night 2020 will be different.
That night, the polls are going to close at 7 o'clock in the great state of Texas, and 3 hours later, they're going to announce that Julian Castro has beaten Donald Trump.
That kind of optimism is fueled by a belief among Democrats that border state residents don't like the way President Trump talks about the border.
He said there's an invasion coming. They're about to invade us. How far is that from the language used by the killer in El Paso?
Beto O'Rourke is going so far as to bet that his border town in Texas should serve as a model for towns everywhere.
El Paso, Texas, in fact, is one of, if not the safest cities in the United States of America, not despite, but because it's a city of immigrants and asylum seekers and refugees.
As a Senate candidate, O'Rourke attracted huge crowds, but so did his opponent, Senator Ted Cruz's top surrogate, President Trump.
Everything in Texas is just bigger.
And the Republican incumbent prevailed.
All the money in the world was no match
for the good people of Texas.
The Texas economy remains strong, but the Texas delegation will look different no matter what next year, because 5 of the 23 Republican members of Congress from Texas are retiring, something Democrats excitedly refer to as a Texodus, and something candidates are already expanding upon as they get in place for this week's debate in Texas.
This is the kind of place that rejects Donald Trump and his politics of cruelty and taking us backward. This is a city of the future.
Before Texas is tested in the general election, there is going to be a Democratic primary here on Super Tuesday. And one Democratic candidate has people in Austin tonight very interested, and it's neither of the candidates from Texas. All these people are here for Senator Elizabeth Warren, who continues to draw enormous crowds at her events every couple days.
That's big. Now, you heard Castro, Julian Castro, talk about that when they, you know, claimed that they had won Texas. He is at 4% in the polls in Texas in the Democrat primary. 4%. That's pretty pitiful. Beto O'Rourke from Texas, big name, ran for statewide office. He's at 12%. Biden's at number one at 28%. Elizabeth Warren's not too far behind. And then Bernie. And these guys, and that's what happens. It's this, all this pipe dream stuff, whether it's the North Carolina race or Texas. I've seen nothing that convinced me that Texas is in play at all. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Papa B. Papa B, Papa B, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hi, Dan and Joey.
How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, pipe dream, you just took the words right out of my mouth. That's exactly what I was thinking. with O'Rourke and, you know, some of these other Democrats, they are smoking their own product, son. they have decided to turn into the end users of their own addictive stuff. So and O'Rourke, talking in El Paso. Now, you know, before they got the wall up in El Paso, El Paso was in some real trouble from what I recall.
Yeah, it was.
You know, they were begging for some help. The wall went up, and all of a sudden, peace and prosperity broke out. Now he's down there enjoying the benefits of it and talking about how great, you know, El Paso is. And he wants to tear down the wall. It just doesn't stop with these folks.
Yeah, I want to tell you something. Beto O'Rourke has come off as the biggest clown out of the whole group. I mean, that whole U.S. Senate race, and he thought people were believing in him, and it was against Ted Cruz, and they found somebody that they thought could beat Ted Cruz. That's the only reason that they got him. And then when he didn't win, you put him in Iowa and New Hampshire, he looks like a idiot. I mean, he says some crazy stuff.
He does. He really, really does. I mean, not to put it past Iowa Democrats now. I mean, they can take a whole lot of craziness. But, you know, after a while, even they can't take it. It just gets to a level where they're like, oh, my gosh. And I was listening last night to, I believe it was Sean's interview with what's that little bald-headed pundit's name? Can't think of him. Wears little glasses. Big bush guy. Can't think of his name right now. But anyway, he was going off on saying, look, the Democrats look like they're in some big doo-doo here in the presidential race, because Biden doesn't look like he could win even in the primary, maybe, and let alone in the general. And then who they got after that?
Elizabeth Warren. Yeah.
Wait, Papa Bernie? B, does this bald guy with glasses kind of look like an ugly baby?
Yeah.
Karl Rove?
What's his name? Karl Rove.
I just wondering.
I can name that devotee in three notes.
Sorry.
Three insults. I like that.
Anyway, I like Karl Rove, by the way. I think, you know, pretty good guy. But, you know, but yeah, what do they have after that? So I'm telling you, Dan, I said this on the break. Only one rule about the Democrats when it comes to their primaries that you need to understand, and that is there are no rules. So if it looks like they're going to have a candidate elected and nominated that's not going to win, they'll scrap the whole blame thing and find somebody else that might present a better challenger or might even, you know, be able to win. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, it's interesting. This has been something that you get a glass of wine and you have a conversation about. Let me kind of give you a potential scenario. Is Joe Biden walks in and he does not have enough votes for the first ballot. So he's going to go to the second ballot. And if you look at the people who are the superdelegates, Joe Biden ain't one. But the next three people on the ballot are one. The Kamala Harris, the Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders type. And you could see a Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren broker convention that was there. I think, okay. So, and it goes to the second ballot, I think that would be disastrous for them. I think it would seem to be the right thing to do, but I think Elizabeth Warren would outshine Joe Biden. I think Joe Biden would make mistakes. I think Elizabeth Warren would pull Joe Biden to the left. She would call herself moderate. She would end up to be the biggest lib out there. And I think they would just be soundly rejected. I think that Elizabeth Warren is the poison, is the kryptonite of Joe Biden.
Okay, I got you.
And well, I think it would be a Trump landslide. I think it would be like the 1972 real McGovern race.
Oh, man. Oh. Well, I tell you what, if it turns out to be a Trump landslide, and, you know, I was looking last night at these at those two races over in North Carolina.
Yeah.
You know, thinking about it, the Democrats that did win in those marginal states, they didn't win by much. It's a very, very narrow percentage of votes that put the Democrats in charge. I'm talking about on a local level. Okay? So, and they ran and won in states that are, you know, could go very well back to Trump.
The biggest place where they picked up those seats was California. California was the place, and then you had some what is now being called spotting that's out there that didn't, you know, they, if Trump has Trump people that get out and they feel the urgency and they, and you, I'm going to, when they do this next one, I'm going to share some numbers with folks on the congressional races, generic balloting congressional races, and the why. And if that trend stays in there, this, because people do not like what the Democrats are doing. They do not like the impeachment stuff. Whether you're a Trump supporter or not, they do not like it.
They don't like impeachment. They don't like socialism. They're rejecting
that. They don't
that.
Like obstruction.
Just, you know, and what is it that the Democrats actually stand for? Green New Deal? You know, that's the only thing I can really think of they're saying, you know, if they want to talk about it being a positive, but actually people reject that out of hand too, you know? So I don't know, man. I think that, if they nominate somebody that's really just not going to get their party fired up, you couple that with the, you know, issues that are out there, and on a Trump ballot.
Well, here's the problem: if they nominate somebody that gets their party fired up, what it's going to do is middle America, moderate America, isn't going to like it. That's the problem that they've got. People are tolerating Joe Biden because they think he can beat Donald Trump, but once that fades away, that does not transcend to Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren is getting good crowds. She's doing well. She's smart. She's got a great organization, in places like Iowa and New Hampshire. And but if she's a nominee, I just don't think America's going to go for that.
Yeah, I don't think so either. No, I don't think so. Well, thanks for taking my call, Dan. I always enjoy talking to you.
You have a great day. Be safe. Jackson, coming back to you right after this.
Because the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
The Dan Morris Show.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Jessica Smith at Memories Flea Antique Mall in Prattville. We're a local business with a small advertising budget, and we found working with Blue Water, we were able to put together a plan that would work for us. If your business is in need of advertising, I would recommend you call Blue Water Advertising.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. The Trump administration is working to remove all flavored e-cigarettes from the market, citing a national health problem.
It's very dangerous. Children have died. People have died.
Manufacturers of flavored e-cigarettes would be barred from selling their products until after applying for and receiving FDA approval next year once the new regulations are in place. A jury returning a guilty verdict to a woman accused of trespassing at President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort earlier this year and lying to Secret Service agents. Yuxing Zhang convicted of trespassing and faces up to 6 years in prison. A suspect's in custody after police say he stabbed his co-workers in Florida.
Police were called this morning to an industrial park alongside Interstate 10 in Tallahassee to reports of a number of people stabbed inside one of the businesses there. Five victims were taken to the hospital.
Fox's Evan Brown. America is listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Everybody's sick of the heat, but really there's no significant relief in sight anytime soon. Today and tomorrow, high temperatures in the mid to upper 90s. And again, those triple-digit heat indices, 100 to 105. Rain chances just about nil, maybe 10% at best. Friday, high 96. Widely scattered storms Saturday, a better chance on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
You trust us at ASE Credit Union, which is why we want to thank you for voting us the best credit union in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We've been providing awesome products and personal service for our members for over 60 years. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads.
The Dan Morris Show.
My daddy served in the Army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world. Shaking her.
Dan Morris Show 9/11 edition. One of my absolute favorite songs to play on days like today. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jackson. Jackson, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, how are y'all today?
Very good, my friend.
Y'all might have already covered it. I haven't been able to actually be listening today, which is rare. But with the ban on these e-cigarettes, do you all know anything about what that's going to cover as of yet?
What we got from the Chiron on it, and check me out, Joey, on this, is that they're going to ban all vaping products that are not, they'll only use the ones that have actual nicotine in them. Is that correct?
I think it's just flavors. Of course, my phone is not cooperating at this very moment. It looks like what they're banning is on flavored e-cigarettes until further FDA approval. The only flavor available will be the straight-up tobacco nicotine flavor.
So would that hinder like somebody like myself or other people going into a vape shop and actually buying the liquids that we put into the, you know, the modification or the mods, as they're called,
as long as it's not flavored?
It would, yeah, probably would hinder you to a degree, though. I don't know if it means stores have to remove it now, but this is an article from CNBC. The FDA is currently finalizing its guidance to remove all non-tobacco flavors of e-cigarettes, including mint and menthol, good God, from the market within 30 days. Companies might be able to reintroduce their flavors at a later date so long as they submit a formal application and receive approval from the FDA.
I don't know about this one. I mean, this just seems sort of like Big Tobacco's got their hands in this. I like Trump. I've been a huge supporter of him, but this right here is pretty ridiculous. I mean, me personally, I've stopped smoking cigarettes, and the stuff that's hurting people, from what I understand, is black market. And if this goes through, I mean, he's going to lose my vote, hands down.
It's people that are adding to it, like THC or vitamin E and things like that. It's I'm not sure where all this is kind of coming from. It's like this is an all-out assault on vaping.
Yeah, it is. I don't know. I hope that it doesn't go through, because, I mean, I'm just not, that just seems ridiculous. You got people dying in car crashes from, you know, drinking. You got all sorts of other stuff. You got people being shot. You know, we have mass shootings, but now a few people die from tainted vape juice. And, I mean, it just seems a little bit like a hypocrisy to me. But that's all I had.
An overreaching government trying to solve, a big government trying to solve a little teeny problem.
Yep.
Jackson, thanks for the telephone call. Why don't we take this opportunity? Why is it so difficult to identify what's behind the mystery of vaping illnesses? This story in itself has got some interesting information in it.
CBS News Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. John LaPook, he's here to help us understand this investigation. I think people should know that there are literally hundreds of different manufacturers making devices and the juice. It must be very difficult to sort it all out. How are investigators going about it?
Well, they're trying to find the culprit or culprits. But it's tough. Unlike an E. coli or Salmonella outbreak, they're not quite sure what they're looking for. When you think about it, these devices are like miniature chemistry sets.
Yeah.
You have all this liquid, you're heating it up, you have all these chemicals that are created. What do you look for? What's the culprit? It's like looking for a needle in a haystack, but you don't know what the needle looks like.
The tobacco analysts at Wells Fargo say 22 million American adults vape. It's been around for about 10 years. Why are we just hearing about all these health problems now?
Yeah, the question is has something been added to this, whether it's a contaminant or something going on that's now and it wasn't there before? And the clue to that is that the cases in Illinois doubled this summer compared to the same period last year. So it doesn't look like it's something that's been going on for a long time. It's actually new. That doesn't tell you that regular vaping is safe. You know, I mean, it hasn't been around long enough for us to know. And there have been concerns for years that we're addicting an entire generation of young people who weren't smoking to start off with, and that who knows what the long-term consequences are.
And again, the experts say do not use e-cigarettes.
Right.
So let's pay attention to that.
CDC, John. I wanted to say, CDC says that you should consider not using it. Other organizations are saying don't use it. So there is a little controversy about that.
Okay, the factoid in there was that it doubled from last summer to this summer, same time period.
Right.
And I think if they were going to do some investigation and see what was added into that product, what else was in there? Was it THC? Was it the vitamin E?
No, I think my theory, and I think I'm right about this, is that as other states have legalized cannabis THC-based products, and they're high quality. Often, they're owned by the government, like in Massachusetts, like the ABC store, but for marijuana products. Those are fine. But what's happening is that people don't want to pay the full cost of those tested products. So I also think what's happening is the people in states that haven't legalized these things are like, ooh, I wish I'd get my hands on some of that THC vapor. So they go to the black market. And there are now all these black market products. I was reading about it at Reason.com, Reason Magazine, yesterday. All these products that look branded. They look like they're from a store out from California or Washington or Massachusetts or whatever. And they're not. They're black. They're completely off-brand counterfeit products. And
knockoffs.
And I would bet that's exactly what's causing the most harm. That
well, I think it's going to be more of what you add into it than the knockoff product. But if you put those two things together,
right, there you
then
go.
You got a problem.
There you go. And also, I think this is overblown. It really is.
Well, this is like what I just said. This is a big, 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 big government trying to go after and try to solve what is, in essence, a little problem. And before you kind of go shoot the shot, you know, find out, try to figure it out first. And because I think it's people are going to be misusing the product. Let me go to a break, come back. We got some stuff from Joe DeGeneva I want to get to and don't want to hold over to tomorrow. Going to be back, Demo Show, right after this.
And American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of
the Dan Morris Show.
This nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And an eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here. When you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole
River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris.
Davis on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
We're going to get to this piece that was on Laura Ingraham last night that was pretty interesting, talking about our good buddy Brennan. But before I do that, I want to remind you, Dan Black Studio, 9 days left to get your 40% off transfers for VHS and Beta. This does not include 8mm. 40% off Dan Black Studio for Dan Morris Show listeners until April the 20th. That's 9 days left. I'd get on this bad boy right now. I'm going to give you a telephone number so you can call him. Tell him you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Reserve a spot. Bring the tapes over to him, and he'll take care of you. 334-279-6036. 279-6036. 40% off. Okay. Alan Dershowitz and Joe DeGeneva were on Laura Ingraham last night. Now, Joe is much more interesting than Alan is in this. But let's listen in to what he has to say.
We see a familiar pattern here. They fed the false report to the very reporters who happily and irresponsibly pushed the Steele dossier and the Russia collusion stories. Stay with me here. Reporters like former Obama official, CNN's Jim Sciutto.
A person directly involved in the discussion said that the removal of the Russian was driven in part by concerns that President Trump and his administration repeatedly mishandled classified intelligence, which could then contribute to exposing the covert source as a spy.
Much like most of the Russia hysteria, that narrative that he laid out, has been debunked. And we'll talk about this now with Joe DeGeneva and Alan Dershowitz. Hey, Joe, the same people playing fast and loose with the facts here are the same people who fed this ridiculous narrative about the dossier. Explain this loop.
As part of the Russia hoax, they needed to create the image that somehow this information had gotten out of from Putin about influencing the election. So John Brennan created the myth of this guy whose initials are OS and who lives in Virginia.
We all know who he is.
And who bought a house in his own name and lives openly and notoriously. Now, when the CIA brings back a real asset, you know what they do? They hide him forever. They give him a fake name. He lives in Siberia, but they don't allow him to live in Fairfax, Virginia under his name. This story was leaked by John Brennan, who gave the name and the address of the agent to NBC News, who sent one of their reporters there. Thank you, John Brennan, great patriot. This is a fraudulent story perpetuated by Brennan, and he should be indicted for incompetence and fraud.
What do you really think, Joe?
Woo!
I mean, he's calling him out on that one. Now, John Brennan was the author of this leak. So let's skip number two and let's go to number three. And he's going to really hit this whole thing again. He's the father of all of these leaks, John Brennan.
New York Times, by the way, this was so bad, even the New York Times had to correct this today and basically say, wait a second. When intelligence officials revealed the severity of Russia's election interference with unusual detail later that year, the news media picked up on details about the CIA's Kremlin sources. That's when it happened.
By the way, the CIA people who leaked this story today and the former CIA are the same ones who leaked the story to the New York Times originally identified this person without giving his name and said they were worried about him. At that point, everyone said, well, if he isn't dead before this, he's dead now as a result of the CIA leaks to the New York Times. Brennan is the father of all of these leaks. He should be investigated fully and thoroughly.
I tell you, DeGeneva is fired up. Folks, we're going to go out with the Daddy, Do You See Me piece for 9/11 remembrance. Have a wonderful day, folks. Be back tomorrow. I'm going to be here. Hope you will, too. Joey, thanks for a great show.
Good show.
Adios.
It's been a year, Daddy. I really, really miss you. Mommy says you're safe now. We had your favorite dinner tonight.
That was only you and me.
And I ate it all
up.
Even though I don't like carrots.
No.
can open my eyes. Over now. When I'm underwater.
You can make a man back for more.
Can you see me?
You see me?
You see me? I miss you, Daddy.
Maybe you're all that I want. And you're lying here in my arms. I'm finding it hard to believe we're in heaven.
It's been 5 years, Daddy.
Love is all.
In one of your t-shirts.
Oh, once in your life you find someone.
I think it still smells like you.
What's in your world?
I don't need to sleep with the light on anymore.
What when you're feeling down?
I'm trying not to cry, Daddy, but it still hurts.
Now nothing can change what you mean to me.
I really miss you, Daddy.
There's a lot.
It's been 10 years, Daddy.
Baby, you're all that I want.
I started high school.
You're lying here in my arms.
I made the honor roll.
Finding it hard to believe.
I hope you're proud of me. I'm also on the soccer team.
Love is all that I need.
Can you see me on
and
the
I
field?
Found it there in your heart. It isn't too hard to see.
I started thinking about college. I try not to be sad.
Maybe you're all that I want.
But it hurts.
See you lying here in my arms. Finding it hard to believe we're in heaven.
I hope you know you're my hero.
Love is all that I need. And I found it there in your heart. It isn't too hard to see we're in heaven.
I love you so much.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Kusana.